And fans, we welcome you back to the Kessler Athletic Center. Monmouth trailing Canisius 39-29 here at halftime. And we're now going to take a look at our scores around the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference with our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coca-Cola Zero, Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. Almost every game in MAC play right now at halftime. Again, Monmouth trailing Canisius 39-29. On the other side of town, Ryder leading Niagara 44-41. Monmouth defeated the Purple Eagles last time out 85-74. Iona leading at Siena at halftime 50-40. Manhattan on top of Marist 36-30 down in Riverdale. And with 4:41 to go in the first half, St. Peter's a bit of a surprise, leading Quinnipiac in Jersey City 27-17. Looking at our first half statistics, Monmouth led in that first half by Josh James, 10 points in 13 minutes of action. 6 points for Andrew Nicholas. The Hawks shoot 42% from the floor, including 33% from three, but they struggle from the line, going just 5 of 10. For Canisius, no surprise here. Billy Barron leading the way, 14 points on 5 of 7 shooting, including 3 of 5 shooting from three-point range. 8 points for Zach Lewis. The Golden Griffin shoot 40%. They hit 6 of 17 threes. They shoot 11 more threes in that first half than Monmouth did. They go 9 of 15 from the line. The Hawks out-rebounding Canisius 23-17, but the Golden Griffins have turned Monmouth's 10 turnovers into 15 points compared to committing only 3 themselves, and Monmouth turning those into 4 points. Monmouth has not led in this one, and the Golden Griffins' largest lead was about the midway point in that first half when they led Monmouth by 11. Canisius 39, Monmouth 29. We step out our second 2-minute timeout, and then we'll come back courtside. It'll be rejoined by Steve Bazaz here at halftime with Monmouth trailing by 10 as we step out here on the Shore Sports Network. We welcome you back here on our halftime show presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, good vibe. Monmouth trailing Canisius 39-29 here at halftime. Hawks led in that first half again by Josh James, 10 points. Chris Brady continuing his strong play, 4 points and 3 rebounds. Looking at some foul trouble, Monmouth potentially something to worry about in the second half. Tillman, Nicholas, DeLeo, and Ogero all with two Golden Griffins in foul trouble. Jeremiah Williams has 3, and Phil Valenti has 2. As we want to keep you updated on the Monmouth schedule and the upcoming Hawks schedule as we take a look again. They return to the road next time out at Quinnipiac this Thursday, 7 p.m. tip at the TD Bank North Sports Center before returning home for a pair of contests on Sunday, January 19th, 2 p.m. against the same Canisius team in 1 week, and then Thursday, January 23rd against Fairfield on ESPN3 at 7 p.m. as we welcome Steve back into the broadcast. And Steve, Monmouth trailing Canisius by 10. They haven't led in this game. The Hawks have yet to be on top, but they got this game to 5. They got it down to 4 a couple of times, and we know what we've seen out of Billy Barron, but the rest of the Golden Griffins haven't hit the 3 like normal, just 6 of 17 shooting 3, but they're still up 10. What do you think Monmouth needs to do to get back in this one and maybe pull one out in the second half?
Well, I think offensively they have to stay in their open set offense. I also think that with that small lineup, Jordan Heath has to guard a smaller guy, and maybe they should try to take advantage of him and bring him away from the basket. Try to make him guard somebody at the three-point line or put him in some screen and roll situations and just get him away from the basket, take away that rim protector. We'll see if Canisius has to respond to that with zone. But I think offensively, stay in the open set. I like the small lineup for this game and try to get Jordan Heath away from the basket. Coach Rice and Jim Barron are both speaking with the officials right now.
And I was just going to say, the first half ended with that bit of controversy where Zach Lewis hit a 3 from the left wing and then turned and said something to Coach Rice. We know that because we saw it with our own 2 eyes. What was said, we don't know. And then Coach went flying after the official saying something. Now, we know Coach Rice pretty well. He wouldn't go to an official and say, that guy said this. So something happened beyond a player saying whatever he would have said after hitting a shot in front of the opposing bench. So the three officials and 2 head coaches just spoke. Not sure what about. There have been some kind of heated moments here in this first half, some physical play down low, and your league game on the road if you're Monmouth. It's never easy. They got one last time out against Niagara, and they trail Canisius by 10 here. Maybe Coach Rice, the Hawks, use that as some kind of motivation, Steve, here in the second half.
I think that's exactly what he's going to do. Go into the locker room and, kind of pit it the us against the world type attitude. Like, we're on a trip here. We're 7 hours away from home. We're playing a good team. And not to mention, one of their players decided that he wanted to either say something to me or do something else. So I think he's definitely going to use that as motivation. Defensively, the Hawks played a lot more zone than I thought they would. We'll see if they go back to that. What Canisius did a good job of doing was hitting the high post against the zone and then dumping it down low with Manhertz getting good position. I thought Monmouth gave up too many open threes. Canisius didn't make them at a high percentage, but they got hot towards the end. They had three straight threes to finish off the first half